Well, this week, people who want to require makers of food containing genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, delivered letters of concern signed by more than 600 consumer organizations and organic and natural food companies to senators who oppose mandatory labeling. Now, those senators and the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, who we spoke with, say there is no concern about food grown from GMO seeds. But what about genetically engineered animals? Christopher Husted of Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media reports.
Tucked away in a University of Missouri research building is a family of pigs. Two new litters have recently joined the family. Biologist Melissa Samuel takes care of the whole group. They range from 4 days old to about a year and a half. They're pudgy and pink.
I think they're pretty happy pigs, though. They're pretty easy to work with. They do what we want them to do. They seem happy, like their back scratched every now and then.
The goal is to have farmers raise pigs like these for your ham hocks and pork butts. But they're not raised in hog barns just yet. That's because these little piggies are special.
These pigs have been modified so that they are resistant to the PRRS, the porcine reproductive respiratory syndrome virus.
These are genetically engineered pigs. The porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, or PRRS, first popped up in the 1980s. Kristen Whitworth is a research scientist at the University of Missouri who helped develop these virus-resistant pigs. She says the virus costs the U.S. pork industry more than $660 million a year.
It's a devastating disease. It causes persistent infection. It causes abortions in pigs, so they'll lose their litters. It causes a lot of coughing, and the pigs get very sick.
Once the virus enters a pig, it spreads with the help of a protein. Whitworth and her team genetically edited the gene that makes this protein, effectively removing it.
Once that molecule is no longer present, then the virus cannot only get inside the macrophages, but cannot spread from pig to pig.
This is big news for livestock producers. If a pig is infected, a farmer typically has to euthanize the whole barn, Whitworth says. It's financially and emotionally devastating. Researchers from the University of Missouri and Kansas State University developed the PRRS-resistant pigs with funding from their universities and Genus, the company that ultimately owns the rights to the research. Whitworth says they hope to have the pigs to market in 5 years.
Yeah, and maybe we're being optimistic.
Well, scientists tend to be optimistic, right? I mean, you're in science to try to solve problems.
Allison Van Inenum is an animal biotechnology and genomics specialist at the University of California, Davis. She says it's challenging to get animals that have been genetically modified approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is just one approved animal out there, a salmon that has been genetically modified to grow twice as fast as wild salmon.
Up until this point, even though the technology was developed, you know, more than 30 years ago, that's the only thing that's ever got through regulatory, and it took about 20 years and tens of millions of dollars to get it through.
This salmon has faced a lot of controversy because it's had a gene transplanted from a different species of fish for rapid growth. The FDA won't allow sales of the fish stateside until it finalizes its labeling guidelines, a process which could take years. There are other genetically engineered animals in the works. Hornless cattle, hypoallergenic cows, pigs resistant to African swine fever. Van Inenum says the technology is still relatively new, so the FDA has a lot of questions about the genetically altered pigs and what they might mean for human health, and is being extra cautious.
The animal breeding community is kind of looking to see, well, what is going to be the response of regulators to this technology?
There is no one-size-fits-all study. Each animal and genetic modification is different. Indeed, the PRRS-resistant pigs involve the deletion of a gene, not the addition of a foreign gene. Then there are worries about consumer response. Van Inenum says because some genetically modified animals are bred to withstand disease, consumers might react more positively about the animal's welfare.
Certainly, it brings up a different public discussion than, Roundup-resistant crops. There's no, you know, Monsanto equivalent in animal breeding. It's, you know, we're talking about your university. And so I think that takes away a lot of the boogeymen that are associated with GMOs.
The FDA also needs to sort out if and how products derived from genetically engineered animals will be labeled. When it comes to the PRRS-resistant pigs, researcher Kristen Whitworth says Genus, the company that purchased the technology, will do the hoop jumping for federal approval.
They will look at feed efficiency and growth, and they'll introduce the edit into their genetic lines.
They're hoping to be able to streamline the process and that it won't be long before their products are in grocery stores across the country. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Husted.
And Chris's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media.